Strong jobs growth shocks the S&P 500 futures as well as the Dow Jones and NASDAQ futures markets here for the stock market. The private sector companies added 497,000 jobs in June, which was more than double of what ADP was expecting. And this is for the June monthly jobs report released this morning. It was a bigger impactor than we thought. Fascinating, Thamal said, yeah, probably got a level 3 downtrend, but don't really see the news here. What's making it happen? Well, now we know, okay? So they've slammed it down, and the market's off about 38 points, 40 points here in the S&P 500 futures. If it opens that low for cash, that should put the cash down into that June 30th gap. I think it was June 30th. Put it down in that gap closer to 4,400, I think. And that's probably a good thing to fill that gap, get it over and done with. Now, this will also create a large downside gap, which I'm going to assume is actually bullish. And I think what they're doing is the market saying, okay, the jobs report was much stronger than everybody expected. That raises fears that the Federal Reserve's got to continue to pound at interest rates, continue to hurt the economy and whatever. But once they calm down, they're probably going to say, but this still means a strong economy. Companies are making money, doing business, and these stocks are going to be worth more, and the future still looks like it's actually improving. And eventually they will say, we cannot just dump the stock market forever just because interest rates are going up. It's never worked that way in history. We're not going to dump stocks forever just because the Federal Reserve is raising their rates or they refuse to drop the rates for very long periods of time. That's not how it ever works. The stock market always, in the end, says going to take care of itself and going to work on what's going on with the economy. So I doubt very much the Federal Reserve can raise rates to really kill the economy, and I don't think that's ever been their goal, and I don't think they want to do it. They just want to slow things down. So it's understandable on this news. This is the news event that we need to help explain a level 3 downtrend. Now, level 3 is short term enough that we do not need, or you will not find, the correct explanation sometimes, but we got it today. So in my opinion, this just warns us we're overdoing it to the downside here. Market bottoms next week and moves up into late July, mid-July, okay? We should be pretty close now to a level 3 bottom price-wise, but time-wise, it's saying you really won't get the bottom or buy signal or whatever to next week, ideally, all right? But they might be overreacting now, and I think this gap today is a setup to eventually put the market back up. Now, as we zoom out for those larger trends, however, is this news today and this negative reaction, is this enough to assume the level 2, level 1 tops are in place that are due this month and we're forecasting for mid to late this month? Can it occur now, but is it occurring now? And does that mean the market's going to have problems into late July? Well, maybe if they're going to, just want to wait on what the Fed does, if they're going to wait on the inflation reports and additional information here, maybe it hurts demand for a while. Maybe it does start now. And yes, that's enough time to be concerned. There's probably more lower prices coming. It still may not go down much, but it may scare us a few times throughout the month. And things just got to stall out more than we desire this month. But for the moment, the model's saying this news is really going to be nothing more than a level 3 downtrend within a level 2, level 1 uptrend that's still intact. And all of that is inside of a long-term bull market into next year that's still intact and a bull market this decade that's still intact. So it's saying this news event, even though it might be scary, is really nothing more than an intra-month fluctuation to the downside, and that's it. So I think they'll put the brakes on here soon and support this. I think it's a good thing we're filling the gap and get that out of the way, from June 30th gap, that is. And I think once they start filling today's gap, meaning put the market back up, I think they'll probably continue higher. It may take them a few days to get their feet under them, get more stable here, but I got a feeling the market is going to flip from worrying over the Fed and interest rates and this strong jobs from a negative point of view, that it's going to flip to viewing the strong jobs as a positive point of view and buy stocks. Now, the interest rates are a concern. The 10-year note has moved higher than I wanted. we can realize, even though we did a fine job catching all the tops in the last year, it does look like it's trying to rally higher than what we wanted, get above 4% in a 10-year note, and probably going to stay up for a few weeks, but it still looks like it would then back off. We don't think it's going to take out last year's high, but if it gets near it or does take it out, we think it'll only be taken out slightly, and then it's just going right back down. As we look out in the next year, we see no change to the forecast of lower interest rates. It just may be a struggle at times. There may be a lot of sideways trading, and interest rates do that. So we're not concerned intermediate to long term about interest rates. Maybe we should be, but we're not. Short term, it is a concern here. It is helping to cause the market to sell off, but we think this is very short-term reaction, negativity, emotion, scariness, and it's just going to blow over. People are going to say, wait a minute, this could be another buy the dip for the U.S. stock market. Past results and non-assigned decade futures results. Have a great day. Thank you.